Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, coming to you just a little bit early today, 4:09, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, feeling good about this Wednesday. Yeah, I'm enjoying this weather, and we were just speaking, Austin and I were talking about the weather and the temperatures, 87 degrees in Milton right now.
That's criminal.
We'll talk about that. You're going to come up in about 3 minutes.
I'll get on my soapbox later with that criminal posture
there and take care of that. Yeah, Austin's coming up in a minute. He's got that five-day forecast for you. Looking really good right now. Green flags flying on Pensacola Beach. And, heck, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Escambia commissioners approved an ordinance Tuesday allowing Pensacola Greyhound Track and Poker Room to open its card room in a new location. Porch Creek Indian Tribes PCI Gaming Authority confirms that paramutual gaming will be allowed at a new address, 2490 Interstate Circle. 14 programs, go ahead, count them, 9 new, 5 existing providers will be recommended for CARES micro grants from the Escambia Children's Trust. Tuesday's vote recommends that up to $611,000 be allocated for those micro grants. The executive board will vote on both recommendations at its April 8th meeting. If approved, the micro grants are set to be awarded May 1st for a one-year period. And what would it be? Would a day be like without a scam? Talking about a scam, we have one, a new one every single day. I got one for you. There is a scam circulating in the city of Pensacola. If someone comes to your door claiming to work for the city and ask for a donation, don't do it. You know the routine. It is a scam. Mayor Reams confirms the city has received reports of people going door to door soliciting. Hey, listen, it's important to know that city staff never will go out and walk the neighborhoods asking for money. I can almost guarantee that one. There is a way. Here's the way to do it, though. If you want to get around all this hypothetical mumbo jumbo, here's the real way to find out what's going on. Get the real skimmy here. If you want to find out if it's a legit, ask to see a city solicitation permit. Done deal.
And then watch them run.
Done deal. Absolutely done deal. So that's the way it's looking.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Public health officials projecting a serious economic impact on the Sunshine State if the House budget resolution slashing $1 trillion in funding for the committees overseeing Medicaid and SNAP actually passes. George Washington University School of Public Health projects Florida's GDP could fall by $4.5 billion next year as a result of these proposed federal cuts.
Okay, Florida City does a 180 and agrees to support ICE migrant deportation efforts. Gary Baumgarten has more for us this morning. Or this
Fort
afternoon.
Myers had balked at assisting ICE agents in the city, but Governor Ron DeSantis had threatened to suspend city officials who refused. And the state attorney general had launched an investigation into city council members who had voted against the agreement. Local cops will now receive training on how to assist in deportations. The state legislature recently passed a law requiring local cops to support enforcement of federal immigration laws. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And schools may not be able to provide ultra-processed foods if one lawmaker's bill becomes law. Republican State Senator Jonathan Martin sponsoring a bill that would ban schools from serving students ultra-processed foods. He says Senate Bill 1826 would send a signal to the food and beverage lobby that we want healthy food for our kids during the school day. The bill went before the Senate Agriculture Committee yesterday, but it didn't pass. However, the bill may not be dead. Committee Chairman Keith Trunow tells the Times and Herald, /Herald, that he wants to continue the conversation.
414 News, ready? 92.3, another dry week with drought conditions expected. Florida Fire Service says to monitor outdoor burning and never leave an active fire unattended. Bill in Florida's legislature aims to allow more teenagers to work jobs for longer hours on school days. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Florida's state lawmakers could pass bills doing away with hours restrictions for employment of 16 and 17-year-olds for when school is in session. The same proposed changes would also give more employment availability to 14 and 15-year-olds, including allowing teens of that age to work nearly full days on school days if they are home or virtually schooled. The measure is supported by Governor Ron DeSantis, though his opponents say his crackdown on illegal migrant employment necessitates putting children into the workforce at the expense of education. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a bill to help condo boards raise more money moving forward in Tallahassee. Republican State Senator Jennifer Bradley sponsoring a bill that allows boards to invest the money that they collect so they can fund building repairs. Senate Bill 1742 is part of a series of condo reforms proposed since the Surfside condo collapse 4 years ago.
Okay, can you hear the clock ticking? It is it's getting louder, as a matter of fact. Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis urging Governor DeSantis to name his successor quickly. Do it today. Do it now. Patronis submitted a resignation in November to run for Congress, of course, in Florida's 1st Congressional District. Monday will be his last day. Patronis has publicly endorsed Senator Joe Gruthers, a Sarasota Republican who already filed to run for CFO in 2026.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at generatorsource.com. Looking at the roads here, not much going on. Do have some backups on Mobile Highway if you're approaching Michigan Avenue. That's traveling northbound passing Michigan. Also got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Last major spot right now is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway. We typically have issues traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but they're looking slightly worse at this time because of an accident reported earlier. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 81 degrees. It's going to be a low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 78 and a low of 61.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, let's roll them out here for you. The major markets dropping today with the NASDAQ and S&P tumbling after a four-session win streak. Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it? Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages fell, led by tech, which dragged on the NASDAQ as investors weighed the tariff outlook. The president is scheduled to announce tariffs on auto imports this afternoon. Shares of leading automakers like General Motors and Ford fell on the news. Among the S&P 500 sectors, tech was the worst performer, while consumer staples gained. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Procter & Gamble, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, NVIDIA, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 133 points, the NASDAQ lower by 373, S&P 500 down 64. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty. And children of the Seminole Tribe of Florida will benefit from what may be the biggest judgment in Broward County history. A judge yesterday awarded the recipients of a children's trust over $800 million. The plaintiffs sued Wells Fargo for mismanaging a trust established 20 years ago at another bank that Wells Fargo wound up taking over. Tribe officials claimed the bank was too conservative in its investments, and that cost the plaintiffs millions of dollars. The attorney representing the plaintiffs tells local news outlets that he expects the bank to appeal.
News Radio 92.3, a federal agency is warning that Congress must act pretty soon on the national debt to avoid a government default. Fox Business's Lydia Hu has more on it.
The Congressional Budget Office is warning that the United States government could default on its massive more than $36 trillion of debt as soon as August if Congress doesn't act to raise the debt ceiling in advance. This is coming after the Bipartisan Policy Center warned that that default date could come even sooner, by mid-July. So this is really putting into sharp focus the work that lawmakers have ongoing to work on the budget reconciliation bill. Speaker Mike Johnson said that it appears that the House side and the Senate side are working toward an agreement to raise the debt ceiling in this reconciliation bill.
And a Republican lawmaker filing a resolution to censure U.S. Representative Jasmine Crockett over her recent comments about Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Crockett faced backlash for calling Abbott Governor Hot Wheels at a human rights campaign gala over the weekend. Abbott was paralyzed after a tree fell on him when he was 26 and uses a wheelchair. Representative Randy Weber says her comments are nothing short of reprehensible. Crockett has denied that she was referring to his disability when she made the comment.
419 News Radio 92.3. Here's a good story. This is a feel-good story. You ready for a feel-good story this afternoon?
Yes.
Okay, a pilot and two children survived the night on an airplane wing after they crashed into an icy Alaska lake. Gary Baumgarten has more with this trending story.
The trio managed to tough it out even though the plane was partially submerged, waiting 12 hours before being rescued by a man who answered a call to search for them. Terry Goad says as he approached, he was amazed to see them on the wing, waving to him. He then called for help, and the National Guard came to help them to shore. The pilot and the girls were on a sightseeing tour when the Piper PA-12 Super Cruiser went down. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a bit deeper of a national headline landscape for you. Also, we may touch on some business news if we got time for it. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
April 12th is the biggest party of the year.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret of Curiosities, Revelry Reimagined, as the entire building and surrounding block turns into an entertainment complex for one night. The fanciful theme revels in all things magical, mystical, enchanting, and charming as attendees wind through inexplicable oddities. It's an all-inclusive event that includes six open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Jamie Petronas is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Petronas has done a tremendous job as CFO. Petronas has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I
was just waiting for the drums. 423 News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, you held your breath at that silence there.
Pensacola right now. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a nice Wednesday. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you. Feeling pretty good today. Actually getting a smile out of Austin, so this is pretty good.
Yeah, those are rare.
Okay, listen, Seth Rogen takes on the business of Hollywood in a new satire show. How about this? You ready for this one? Michelle Polino is all over it.
The goal of the American Red Cross's Giving Day is to rally 30,000 people to help families affected by disasters. It's part of the observation of Red Cross Month each year in March. Giving Day donations are used by the Red Cross to provide aid, including emergency shelter, food, relief supplies, emotional support, and financial help. Giving Day is being marked with the iconic Empire State Building in New York City, which will be lit in red lights this evening. You can learn more and make donations at redcross.org. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Seth Rogen is the head of a fictional Hollywood studio in the new Apple TV Plus series, The Studio.
Being the head of Continental is the only job I've ever wanted.
Stop! Stop! No!
It's just so much harder than I thought it was going to be.
You're talentless, spineless.
What is wrong with you?
In the series, Rogen plays Matt Remick, the newly appointed head of the struggling Continental Studios. As the film industry grapples with staying relevant, Matt and his team of insecure, feuding executives deal with narcissistic artists and corporate politics in a high-stakes world. The series features an all-star cast. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, there was an accident reported in that area earlier this afternoon. Also have some on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and on Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 81 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 78 and a low of 61.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, the Secretary of State is visiting the Caribbean nations of like Jamaica, for instance, as the administration increases its focus on the Western Hemisphere. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is visiting Jamaica, Guyana, and Suriname this week as the administration works to increase U.S. influence in the region and wean Caribbean nations off of Venezuelan oil. President Trump has announced increased tariffs for countries purchasing oil and gas from Venezuela. The State Department says Rubio will push for diversifying energy supplies. He's also expected to talk with leaders about combating illegal immigration. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Hey, you know, since it's already 4:27, I'll go ahead and pawn off this pair of tickets I got to Ballet Pensacola's Don Quixote. This is going to be March 28th through the 30th and April 4th through the 6th. All you have to do to win this pair of tickets is, and you know, I'm classically illiterate. So I'm just going to say Quixote. I'll just say the first person to spell that correctly at our text line, 850-437-1620, gets those tickets. Again, the first person to spell the name Quixote correctly on our text line, 850-437-1620, gets those tickets. That was my prompt yesterday.
It sure was, but that's okay. 427 News Radio 92.3. If you bought laundry detergent off Amazon, well, you may want to pay attention to this recall. Here's Lily Wu.
16,000 bottles of Woolite Delicates detergent are being recalled because they potentially contain bacteria, which could be a problem for those with an external medical device or weakened immune system. They could develop a serious infection if they come into contact with the possible contaminant, Pseudomonas species bacteria. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the bacteria can enter the body through the eyes or a break in the skin, but that those with healthy immune systems are usually not affected. The 50 fluid ounce bottles with pink labels and caps sold exclusively on Amazon. Customers are asked to contact the manufacturer, Reckitt Benckiser, for a full refund. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And NPR and PBS being accused of political bias by congressional lawmakers during a House DOGE hearing over public funding for the outlets. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene claimed hardworking Americans are being forced to subsidize news outlets with a communist agenda. NPR's head Catherine Maher and PBS President Paula Kerger defended their outlets, claiming they both subscribe to the highest journalistic standards and are not biased.
Okay. The heads of two news, while we're talking about news organizations here, two news organizations facing members of Congress. Ryan Schmelz has more from Capitol Hill.
The House DOGE Subcommittee Chairwoman Marjorie Taylor Greene pressing PBS and NPR over alleged liberal bias and question if they should receive money from the federal government.
NPR and PBS have increasingly become radical left-wing echo chambers for a narrow audience.
Democrats claim the hearing was shameful, and Alaska Public Media CEO Ed Ullman told the DOGE subcommittee during the hearing that cutting funding to public media would have a devastating impact to small market and rural media stations. Greene tells Fox News Radio she expects a report on the committee's findings in the near future. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Okay, 429, News Radio 92.3. Coming up, I just want to kind of give you a sneak peek here. We're going to be talking about, yeah, our weather looks pretty good up until Saturday. It's, but Saturday's a little iffy. We'll also take a snapshot at the national print in case you're doing some traveling this weekend. Let you know what's going on out there on the road. Also, Coca-Cola is in for a recall. We'll talk about that. Sports in about 7 minutes. Stay with us. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for listening.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. A federal appeals court refusing to lift a previous order barring the Trump administration from deporting accused foreign gang members under the Alien Enemies Act as President Trump continues to criticize legal challenges to his agenda.
We're having a lot of problems with the courts because the courts want to pretend they're president and they're not president.
And the president speaking there from the White House. The Atlantic publishing more messages today from a group chat with Trump security officials, with the magazine's editor-in-chief inadvertently included. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth describing the timing and aircraft used ahead of the planned airstrikes against rebels in Yemen. However, he insists,
there's no units, no locations, no routes, no flight paths.
Many Democratic lawmakers continue to call for his resignation, as well as other Trump officials. America's listening to Fox News.
It's in with your money now. President Trump is announcing new auto tariffs at an Oval Office press conference that's currently in progress. The president hinting earlier this week that auto tariffs could come before his reciprocal tariffs go into effect on April 2nd. CNBC reports the Treasury Department is planning to furlough a substantial level of its workforce in conjunction with DOGE's efforts to shrink the size of the federal government. Treasury Department currently has more than 100,000 employees. Around 9.7 million student loan borrowers became past due on their bills after the COVID-era payment pause expired, according to a new estimate by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower today, with the Dow dropping more than 130. The S&P was off the pace by 64, and the NASDAQ lost 2%. U.S. crude oil futures for May up more than 1%, under 70 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Patriots continue their offseason spending spree by giving a three-year contract to Stephon Diggs worth $69 million with $26 million guaranteed. And even though Diggs is coming off a torn ACL, I think it's a risk worth taking. The Pats need more playmakers around Drake May, and Diggs could definitely be more of a positive than a negative to an offense. And worst case scenario, with the way the deal is structured, the Pats could get out of it after 2 years if Diggs doesn't hold up his end of the bargain. I'm Zach Gelb.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keeping your engines healthy means protecting them in season and out. Experts trust Stable to do that. And third-party testing confirms it.
Stable is the industry leader in preventing fuel-related issues, no matter if you use it in your car, boat, or outdoor power equipment. In season or out, at every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now.
Rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies have dress full of your.
All right, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. He's digging into his own bag of music over there.
Will Smith, come on.
Let's see here. Before we get into sports, and we got some sports stories to share with you, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories now.
Here's today's top three story.
Okay, after that, reporting key resurfacing projects getting underway next week. Look for construction activity on Brent Lane, Bayou Boulevard from Davis to Baysden Road, and on Buell Road from Mobile Highway to Isaacs Lane. By the way, lane closures will be limited to nighttime hours from 8 to 6 a.m. Well, apparently, Escambia commissioners are backtracking on its $2 million pledge to help the city of Pensacola in the demolition of the old Baptist Hospital campus. Commissioners met Tuesday to discuss their pledge and inability to honor their agreement. Commissioner Stephen Berry says the county no longer has $2 million in that general fund to spare, or I should say, to share. It's been 3 weeks since the SS United States was towed to Mobile, where work continues to prepare the ship for sinking off the coast of Destin. However, here comes the proverbial nut thrown in the crack here. You ready? Not everyone is on board with this plan. Jason Wade with the New York Coalition to Save the SS United States has started a petition to stop the ship from going underwater. Wade says they've gathered 7,500 signatures so far, and once they hit 10,000, they hope to get the attention of lawmakers.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All right. I believe it was yesterday we talked about Texas men's basketball getting Xavier's head coach. Well, of course, that can kick off a chain reaction because then Xavier needs a new guy. Well, they're hiring the son of a current men's basketball legend as its next head coach. ESPN reports that the school has agreed to terms with former New Mexico coach Richard Pitino. That name should sound familiar because his father, Rick, led St. John's to the Big East title this season.
Yeah, that is a pretty famous basketball name, you know.
Well, and Xavier St. John's, both in the Big East, yeah. So they're going to have some father-son meetings.
All right, 439 News Radio 92.3. Number of complaints about Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime performance are in. Michelle Polino has more.
Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime performance sparked more than 120 complaints to the FCC, with most viewers taking issue with his language, dance moves, and anti-American themes. According to TMZ, 125 people contacted the FCC after Lamar's set during the Philadelphia Eagles-Kansas City Chiefs game at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Some viewers were also upset by Lamar's reference to Drake during Not Like Us, where he implied the rapper was a pedophile. For context, Lamar's performance reached over 133 million viewers, generating fewer FCC complaints than Jennifer Lopez and Shakira's 1,300 in 2020, but slightly more than Rihanna's 100 in 2024. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And veteran wide receiver Stephon Diggs heading to the Patriots on a 3-year, $69 million deal. Diggs had promising stints in both Minnesota and Buffalo before making a short stop in Houston. He's perhaps most remembered for his game-winning touchdown in the Vikings' 2018 postseason win over the Saints, a play often referred to as the Minneapolis Miracle.
Okay, Russell Wilson, you and I, we discussed this on Tuesday's show. Russell Wilson landing with the Giants. Joe Morgan has the details.
Russell Wilson is headed to the Big Apple. The Giants have reached an agreement with Wilson on a one-year deal worth up to $21 million that includes just over $10 million in guaranteed money, according to multiple reports. The news comes just a few days after Jameis Winston agreed to sign with the Giants, though Wilson should be the projected starter in New York. Wilson spent last year with the Steelers, where he went 6-1 in his first seven starts before Pittsburgh ended the season on a five-game losing streak. The G-men own the third pick of April's NFL draft, and the organization is still looking for their quarterback of the future. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the NBA continues to grow, kind of putting more of a financial spin on our sports here as we fade out. ESPN reported yesterday that the league plans to increase the salary cap by 10% next year. The new cap is expected to exceed $154 million, with the luxury tax topping out near $188 million.
Now, before we slide out of the sports element, I'd like to remind you, coming up Friday and Saturday, it's Pensacola Bull Bash. It's going to be over at the Equestrian Center. What do they say? Drop the first bull at 7:30. How do you start a bull event? Very delicately.
Yeah. Not recklessly.
That's exactly right. Okay, doors open at 6. It is, like I said, at the Equestrian Center. This is going to be great. We're going to have a guy on tomorrow who is with the bull riders, and we'll talk about what life is like to be as a bull rider. He's actually the clown. You ever seen one of those crazy clowns in rodeos?
Yeah, rodeo clowns.
They put
the
barrels around him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has probably got a pretty good sizable insurance policy on him. Doug Vickery. Here we go. Let me kind of localize a little bit. Doug Vickery was named the new head coach at Northview Tuesday afternoon. He was the former head coach over at Flomaton. All right, surfers, it's coming up this weekend, 2025 Waterboys Spring Surf Classic, coming as surfers take to the Pensacola Beach shoreline for the annual competition. The event scheduled at the pier could change if the weather turns bad. No matter, the competition will feature divisions for all surfers. And that's the way we're looking at sports this afternoon.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All righty, we've talked about Kohl's dealing with some closing issues, financial struggles. Well, more than two dozen Kohl's locations are closing. The retail chain originally made the announcement in January that 27 would close in April. Then CEO Tom Kingsbury said, "We always take these decisions very seriously. Three locations in California, Massachusetts, and Virginia have already closed, and this Saturday marks the final day of business for the other 24.
Yeah, the thing you don't have to worry about, because our Kohl's is staying open. So
yes.
So our store here is fine. So and the closest store that is closing is over in Spanish Fort, Alabama. Other than that, you're good. Kohl's is still cranking over there off of 9 Mile Road. City of Chicago, once again, topping the nation in murder rates in 2024. Mike Tobin, reporting for the streets of Chicago.
In the year 2024, 573 people were killed, most of it gun violence. Compared to other big cities, Chicago had almost three times as many murders as Los Angeles, five times the murders of New York. And the reality is that most cities and towns saw a spike in bloodshed in the wake of the George Floyd riots. But most saw the violence calm down. Jacksonville, Florida saw murders drop by 48%. New Orleans, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. all saw a 30% decrease in homicides. Chicago held on to its murder rate, dropping only 8%.
And President Trump's nominees to lead two major health agencies have been confirmed by the Senate. The Republican majority on Tuesday voted to confirm Stanford University Dr. Jay Bhattacharya to head the National Institutes of Health. He was a vocal critic of the government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. And the Senate also confirmed Dr. Marty McCarry to lead the Food and Drug Administration. He was also a critic of the U.S. pandemic response and has been a contributor to Fox News.
Vote by mail ballots for the April 1st general election must be returned to the Supervisor of Elections office no later than 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening. That's Election Day, of course. If you want to receive your ballot in the mail, time's clicking. I'm not sure this is really applicable, but here we go. ScambiaVotes.gov/vote-by-mail or call. This is probably the best way. 850-595-3900.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty. We do have some backups developing on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Something else we've been trying to keep you up to date on is an accident report from earlier this afternoon. If you were traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, we still have some heavy congestion in that area as well. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 78, low of 61.
446, News Radio 92.3. Here's another example, Austin, of how we can substantiate that everything on the internet is true. Every single thing out there is true.
All righty.
Now, let me just tell you why I'm being facetious here. Recently, a report shocked social media users saying Chipotle was closing all of its locations. Not true. It is just another social media rumor. The company actually has plans to expand. Chipotle will open between 315 to 345 new restaurants this year alone.
Wow. All right. And
but remember, everything's true on social media.
Yes. And a new executive order from President Trump would stop the federal government from using paper checks. The order signed Tuesday would block the Treasury Department from issuing checks for benefits, tax refunds, vendor payments, and intergovernmental payments effective September 30th. At that time, the federal government would be required to switch to electronic transfer methods such as direct deposit and prepaid card accounts.
News Radio 92.3, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem met with officials in El Salvador today. Griff Jenkins was there.
She wants more countries to help remove violent, criminal, illegal aliens from the U.S., simply put. And this is Noem's first international trip to that mega prison in El Salvador, known as CICOT, where more than 250 illegal aliens were deported under the Alien Enemies Act, which is at the heart of the administration's latest legal battle. And Noem's meeting later today with President Nayib Bukele appears he's open to increasing the number of deportation flights. And Noem has a message she hopes will be heard around the world.
If you are thinking about coming to America illegally and coming here, don't do it.
Noem will also travel to Colombia to meet with President Gustavo Petro and the Colombian National Police.
And starting this week, Social Security will withhold 100% of any overpayments made to recipients. The withholding will last until the amount is repaid. Currently, the agency only withholds 10% of benefits to make up for overpayments. The policy change goes into effect tomorrow.
Okay, I mentioned to you I wanted to give you a snapshot of what the rest of the country is looking forward to when we talk weather. Our weather looking pretty good. Austin's all over this stuff. Not bad here, but the wet weather is headed for the northwest, and some storms are making their way toward the east coast. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest Fox weather forecast.
After record warmth across the west, a powerful new storm system will move into the northwest, bringing heavy rain, higher elevation snow, and a rare severe weather event today, with the potential for large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes. Heavy rain is also causing problems for South Texas through Friday, while another potential severe weather outbreak could impact the central U.S. and Mississippi Valley, as well as the East Coast over the weekend into next week. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And something that, Chris, you were talking about just earlier this hour is how there's a lot of scamming going on, mm-hmm. a lot of scammers. Mm-hmm. Well, tax season's always a busy time for that sort of thing, looking to steal your refund and identity. Well, experts advise ignoring any emails and texts about your taxes. They may be tricks to get your personal info. And the IRS recommends setting up an identity protection PIN, use strong, unique passwords for each online account, never reuse them, enable two-factor authentication whenever possible, and don't share your passwords with anyone.
449 News Radio 92.3. This is a very strange story, just simply because of the way it was kind of implemented. 61-year-old Willie Richardson of Pensacola charged today with attempted homicide for beating his roommate with a pole. They did this over on Rawls Avenue. He picked up a pole and beat this poor guy. The incident happened during an argument about somebody smoking in the house. Do it every time. There's somebody smoking in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, after an investigation, Escambia deputies confirmed the victim's injuries were severe enough to charge Richardson with attempted homicide.
My goodness.
He must have beat the heck out of him with that pole.
I mean, if the damages were severe enough to say you attempted to kill the man,
yep.
That's rough. Just about 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got some health news for you, and maybe, if there's time, some more frivolous headlines as well as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Get your tickets to Pass a Good Time, New Orleans style, at the Sacé Bon WSRE Wine and Food Classic on Saturday, March 29th. This year's event will let the good times roll with celebrity chef John Besh and the big easy sounds of Corey LeDay Zydeco on the WSRE Amos Studio stage. Enjoy Creole-inspired cuisine at the Walkabout Tasting and cast a vote for your favorite local chef. Go to WSRE.org/events for tickets and event details.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now, with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 4:53, News Radio 92.3. You know, it might not be what you eat, but how fast you eat it could be a lot of problems there for health issues. Lisa Brady has more in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. What we eat gets a lot of attention, but what about how fast we eat? One health expert says devouring a meal in 20 minutes or less is too fast and may lead to some health issues. Leslie Heinberg, a scientist at the Center for Behavioral Health at the Cleveland Clinic, says it takes 20 minutes for the stomach to tell the brain it's full. She says when a person eats quickly, they may miss the signs and overeat. Heinberg adds that people who eat fast may swallow more air, resulting in bloating or indigestion. She also says not chewing food properly can decrease the amount of nutrients you get from a meal. To slow down eating, Heinberg suggests people should avoid watching TV or browsing on their phone during meals. Other tips to slow down your eating pace include using your non-dominant hand to eat, using utensils you don't normally use, like chopsticks, and taking deliberate breaks to drink some water. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And Amtrak warning customers about a confirmed case of measles in a passenger traveling from New York City to D.C. The person was on the Amtrak Northeast Regional 175 train southbound last Wednesday. Amtrak says it's reaching out to all passengers on the impacted train to alert them of their possible exposure. The person with measles got checked out at an urgent care last weekend in D.C.
454 News Radio 92.3. Ladies, the UTI nightmare could soon be over.
It's a first in nearly 30 years. A drug in a new class of antibiotics gets approval by the Food and Drug Administration for treating urinary tract infections, a common health problem which affects millions in the U.S. each year, especially women, with more than half of females experiencing a UTI at least once in their lives. The pill, gepotidacin, will be sold under the brand name Blujepa by drug maker GSK. It's expected to be available in the second half of the year and is part of a new class of antibiotics, which works by targeting two key enzymes E. coli bacteria needs to copy itself. GSK is also studying whether the drug can treat gonorrhea, a sexually transmitted disease. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And one in four adults misuse their prescription stimulants. That's according to a new national study from the National Institute on Drug Abuse, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and the CDC. It found that people prescribed amphetamines were more likely to misuse the medication. Stimulants are often used to treat ADHD.
Yeah, News Radio 92.3, I believe that. Absolutely. According to the National UFO Reporting Center, there have been 34 reports of U.S. UFOs across the state of Florida from March 1st through 19th. Since 1995, over 8,600 UFO sightings were recorded in the state. The first report back in 1944. 1 week ago, on March 19th, 10 people reportedly saw a circle-shaped object about 25 feet long outside of Deltona, Florida.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still got some pretty severe backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Also have some on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. And some issues at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile. That's most notably if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 81 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be similar, high of 78, low of 61.
Okay, Lady Gaga fans, Lady Gaga is hitting the road, and Michelle Pollino has more facts on the tour.
Lady Gaga is taking her mayhem ball global, announcing tour dates across North America, Europe, and the UK. After wrapping previously announced spring shows in Mexico, Brazil, and Singapore, plus a highly anticipated headlining spot at Coachella in April, the Mayhem Ball Tour will officially launch in Las Vegas in July with 3 dates at New York's iconic Madison Square Garden and 2 at Chicago's United Center. Seattle and Miami are also on the bill. In September, she'll head overseas for 3 nights in London before hitting major cities in Europe. General tickets go on sale April 3rd. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And Kermit the Frog will deliver the commencement address at the University of Maryland in College Park on May 21st. There's significance to this, though, Chris. The university announced the beloved Muppet and legendary frog will return to the campus where he was created to share an inspiring message with 2025 graduates. Muppet's creator Jim Henson graduated from Maryland in 1960, a home economics major. Henson created Kermit using one of his mother's coats and a ping pong ball cut in half.
Okay, roadblocks continue to plague the General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Memorial Project. And now Mayor Reeves says he has suggested moving the site to a more cost-effective location in Veterans Memorial Park. Reeves says relocating the memorial site may meet specific requirements to allow the use of tourism tax dollars.
Oh, wow. All right. And, you know, we played a bumper song earlier called Miami by Will Smith. Well, the actor.
Is that what that was?
Yes. The actor and rapper being honored in his home city of Philadelphia with a street name. A block of the city's North 59th Street was dedicated to the Hollywood star and rapper Wednesday as Will Smith Way. He said he walked across the bridge all throughout high school in snow and rain. And Philadelphia Mayor Cheryl Parker said that Smith is unapologetic about letting you know that he's Will Smith in West Philadelphia, born and raised.
All right. It's like I
used to walk 6 miles in the snow and rain.
Yeah, like a parent talking about, back in my day, we didn't have a bus. We had a carriage.
Santa Rosa commissioners proposing changes to the Rural Protection Code, bringing in additional acres of farmland under the county's code. Highway 182 is the boundary line. Lawmakers now want it moved from south of the highway instead of going along the Pace Allentown Fire District.
All right. And the Sanger Theater turning 100 next month, and the city of Pensacola celebrating with a special event next Wednesday. Mayor Reeves says, in addition, there will be a street party in front of the theater on Sunday. There will be a stage set up outside with several performances and screenings of the silent version of Phantom of the Opera.
Okay, here's a story to inspire you to never give up hope. You're going to love it.
A dog who disappeared as a puppy has found his way back to his owner 11 years later. Melanie Epperson was moving into a new home in Buffalo, New York, when her puppy Snuggles ran off on a cold winter day. Fast forward to this month, when the pup wound up at the City of Buffalo Animal Shelter after someone brought him in. And Epperson's daughter Melanie was called after her name came up as a contact on Snuggles' microchip. Epperson saying she thought it was a prank at first, but she's delighted to have her dog back after all these years. Where he's been, she does not know, but she says she's busy now making up for lost time. In New York, Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Okay, thanks a lot for listening this afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in about 12 minutes. Hold on.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.